Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is about hope deferred and hope fulfilled. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hope Deferred and Hope Fulfilled by Christine Perry. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. Proverbs 13:12. We have two choices when we encounter a delayed answer or an extended waiting period. We can flounder, or we can choose to trust and follow. We can get heart sick when we are hoping and waiting for our circumstances to change. Especially when things seem never to change. We can easily fall into discouragement and question God. This is when the floundering starts. Henry Blackaby says, "Never allow your heart to question God's love. Settle it on the front end of your quest to know Him and experience Him. He loves you. Every dealing He has with you is an expression of His love for you. God would not be God if He expressed Himself in any way other than perfect love. What you believe about God's love for you will be reflected in how you relate to Him. If you really believe God is love, you will also accept that His will is always best. If God loves you and His will is best, our hope is anchored in Him and in His character." Psalm 84:11 says, "For the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly." God is our Father. He knows what we need when we need it. He also knows where we need to be and when. We can only see what is right in front of us. He can see the entirety of our story and all of human history. Friends, He knows what He is doing. Intersecting life and faith. It's tempting to look around and see what others have that we do not. But when we focus on who God is, we realize He is good. Psalm 107:1. Kind, Psalm 145:17, patient, Joel 2:13, God is for us, Romans 8:31, all-knowing, Job 37:15 through 16, unchanging, Malachi 3:6, compassionate, Exodus 34:6, good to those who wait for Him, Lamentations 3:25 through 26, a mighty warrior who sings over us, Zephaniah 3:17. Lastly, God is our hope, Romans 15:13. He is the one we can anchor ourselves to. Although His ways don't always make sense to us, He is steadfast. He promises never to leave us or forsake us. When we focus on God and choose to trust Him and ask Him to help our unbelief, we begin to see He is intimately acquainted with all our ways. But don't take my word for it. Instead, read Psalm 139 to see how well God knows you and how much He loves you. The truth is, God truly loves you. He wants your best. Our definition and His definition of best don't always align. But God wants to work out the greatest amount of good for the longest amount of time. God is in this for the long haul, whereas we only look for answers to our immediate situation. Today, I want to encourage you to do an assignment. I want you to write a letter to yourself. In that letter, I want you to write down God's characteristics with a verse to back it up. It can look similar to the list above. However, I want you to list the characteristics you struggle to believe. If you're in a season of disappointment or loss, it can be hard to see God as good, but this is where the rubber hits the road. If you don't believe God's word is true, you won't believe God is good. But if God's word is true, everything he says is true. So when he says he is good despite our devastating circumstances. After you've written the letter, read it back to yourself as much as you need to be reminded. At the end of the day, every unfulfilled longing can only be filled and satisfied in Christ. He is the one who gives us hope through who he is. Cling to Christ. He will not disappoint. We will flourish under his tender, loving care. Further reading, 15 Attributes of God, Hope Deferred, Psalm 139.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.